Hi guys, welcome back to Banter with Ness. I hope you guys have been fine. Well, since the last time we spoke, anyways, we didn't speak. But I have friends here today. I have Lara with me, and I have Moya with me. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi guys.
Hi Lara. Hi Moya. Today we're going to be talking about love songs, just love songs, as they
just
have said I should.
Love.
I should. Yeah. So we're going to talk about love songs that have resonated with us, love songs that we think are like the greatest love songs, I guess. Classics, current ones, and all of that. And so let's get started. So what's your current love song now? Lara, let's start with you.
Let's see. Current love song. I Choose You. It's Alicia Cara. Yeah, it's from a movie actually.
What movie?
The Willoughbys.
That's a cartoon now.
Yes.
Oh, I haven't seen
it. I Choose You.
Talking about that, I think cartoons have some of the best love songs.
They do.
Like one song, If I Do Get Married, one song that I want to be famous, What Is Love in Rio 2. Janelle Monáe. What is love?
Yes,
it's not,
yes,
it's
yes. Oh, Rio.
Did you say If You Do Get Married or When You Do Get Married?
No, it's if. For me too,
anything can happen to anybody.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can last dance.
Please don't last dance.
You don't find love, you know.
It's okay. You said I choose you. What's your favorite love song, right?
I don't
that's
really
the
have
first
favorite,
that
but that's the one that
comes
to mind.
Rio 2,
What Is Love,
Janelle Monáe,
and
I mean, for right now,
it's a really good one. But then, since before we started this podcast, I was thinking of Nigerian love songs.
Okay,
you mentioned Lami Phillips featuring MI. You know what to do,
yeah,
it's a classic.
Can you sing it?
You know what to do. Then the rap is really like you can follow it.
Standard MI.
Lami even tried to follow. And then the video is really cute. Like it's one of those videos that you now find out that Lami is actually married. When she shot that
video,
she was very married. But she and MI had the vibes, and you just be like,
kind of reminds me of chemistry. This guy, Fawzi Simi.
Yeah.
Like, it was really good.
That was like, it was more comical than romantic to me.
Chemistry.
I mean, like, the wordings of each song was so it was really fun to listen to, and yeah, I always go back to the songs all the time.
Okay,
I think my favorite song on that EP album I don't know is Foreign. It's an EP. Yeah, I love Foreign. I really love Foreign. Like, anyway, so we talked about current love songs. So greatest love song of all time.
No.
I can't do that.
No. You can't.
That wasn't the current.
That's
love songs of all time. Like that, for me, I don't really have current, but I just have
songs you like.
Of,
yeah.
So of all times, man, that's a lot though. But like, if I'm thinking of all time in my head, I'll think of Open Your Eyes, Snow Patrol, Just Say Yes, Snow Patrol.
Love You and Roll.
What's this one?
We've forgotten. I don't know Snow Patrol. I am sorry.
You should know then. Oh my god,
what?
Sorry.
Why?
Okay, so it's a weird. So that's the thing about love songs. I don't think love songs necessarily have to be happy.
Yeah,
no, they're sad happy sometimes.
So
yeah.
If you're talking about that, then I think for the sake of this podcast, New York Snow Patrol.
Okay, I'm going to look for it right now.
Usually best songs have a bit of storytelling to it. So he's in New York, the girl is not. Then the lyrics go something, if you were here, yeah, that's it. And by the way, the lead singer for Snow Patrol is Gary Lightbody. He's one of the best lyricists ever. I would say.
Okay, you sold me. I'm going to go look for Snow Patrol. Personally, love songs generally. I used to be huge on Ed Sheeran, but I think I've been able to focus on other artists, other musicians. I think Jambelion really does love songs well for me.
Too mainstream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jambelion does love songs for me.
I'm usually an anti-establishment guy.
If you're good.
Jambelion does love songs.
It's very mainstream. It's very popular.
But he's good.
That one where dancing in the sky. That's not perfect. And the one about dancing on the video, he's dancing with his wife on the wedding day and they go together.
Oh,
it's really popular. Everybody wants it on their wedding day.
Thinking out loud.
It's popular, but it's popular,
a really
but
good
really
song.
Good.
It's a really good song.
I like something.
Lana Del Rey's love song.
Yeah, generally. Okay.
Yes.
Lana Del Rey's love song.
This one, so it's a cover of the original by The Cure. The Cure is an English rock band by Adele. Love song. That's the
yes.
Cure.
Adele's love song is really good too. And Lana's love song is good. Yeah.
Make me feel like I'm
home
again.
Mm-hmm. However far away, I will always love you. However long
I stay, I will always. It's a really good one. Adele, the original by The Cure is really good, but Adele just like, well, it's kind of rockish. Mm-hmm. So, but Adele just fine tunes it to be
proper love song. Yeah, okay.
That's another classic for me.
Okay.
So, well, on this note, I think it's time for Lara to mention one song that she mentioned and I would never accept as a love song.
What song was that?
Melo Melo. God for me.
I was just joking.
Melo Melo. La Femme.
I will not.
I was just joking.
Calm down. That's everything you put.
I was just joking.
But that's just personally. I'm going to say it was like, if I can imagine listening to the album and expecting everything to Olamide and he does that, it will really work.
Speaking of Nigerian love songs, I think Simi is really doing good in that aspect. I really like her Love Don't Care. When it comes to love songs, and yeah, you're going to say she's mainstream.
No, not that. It's not that. I'm not really a fan.
You're not really.
No, same thing here. But I have to give her that. She knows how to do that. Like for example, Jeremy was really good.
Jeremy.
I like how it was a take on the old song, but it wasn't like just took some
she modernized it,
and then it was really nice.
I think it's something about her voice. After a while, it starts to creep on my nerves.
Yes, after
a while.
But in Jeremy, her voice wasn't so.
Let's see me and me people not catch you.
They should come.
Your house,
wow, I can't believe we are talking about love songs and I'm not mentioning Beyonce, Rihanna.
She has this Killing Me Softly. It's one of those
Beyonce
mentioned now. Yeah,
Beyonce, yeah.
Killing me softly, and I'm still falling.
I think my favorite Rihanna. My favorite Rihanna, is it a love song? I don't know if it's
in my shirt. I'm actually singing right now. I'm getting the notes right now.
Sorry, mom.
Yes. Continue. Don't mind me.
I'm not sure if it's a love song, but
which one?
I think it's gonna be Only Girl in the World.
Yeah, and she don't make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. Like I'm the only one that you'll ever love. Like I'm the only one who knows your heart.
Okay, so but anyway, back to Nigeria.
Yeah.
So okay, yes, we did mention some very good classics. Lagbaja, Never Far.
Yeah.
That
Baba.
Was a beautiful.
Like
beautiful
it was well
song.
Done.
It was,
the thing was
it was
beautiful.
Everything.
He had the heartbreak in it and he had the reconciliation and everything was just and the video matched the orchestra theme right in there. It was really well done work. Which other Nigerian love song can I remember? Okay, yes.
Okay.
The classic, One Naira.
Which brings a question.
Kondé was like, people just like suffering. And I don't
it's, no! That's not the point of the song. The point of the song is not that she wants to suffer with him. It's that truth he can sing, whatever it is. When it's good, I'm with you.
Don't
when it's bad,
I know
I'm with you.
It's not patrol song.
Don't
what if this is all the love you ever get?
That's
up on my
song,
playlist. I actually really like it. That's
on,
why it's on my playlist.
It's on their recent album. Is it The Darkness or something? I can't remember that. But that one is really nice because like nobody as I say, Gary Lightfoot is a lyricist.
The
name of the song is What If This Is All the Love You Ever Get?
Yes,
and it's a valid
guess.
Question.
Yeah.
Like
if this is it, what you gonna
like,
do?
You're just gonna be like, huh.
That's,
and then and there's
it.
Some there's so in the chorus there's part that goes, so when it hurts like hell,
yeah.
Then it hurts like hell.
Yeah. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Then he continues, I'm in the ruins too. I know the wreckage so well. Like, forget it, guy. I like Baba the Rights. Don't.
Baba the Rights.
Sorry,
the Rights.
I am going to go
back
get
to one Naira. Sorry, back to one Naira. What we're talking about, suffering, and that's not the point of the song. The point of the song is
this
is it.
This is what
I mean. This with you,
I think
no matter what.
See, yeah,
whether
yeah.
Not 1 hour, whether not 1 million,
yeah.
Or the 1 million is not.
Here's what I see. Very bad.
Okay.
If things are not going well,
mm-hmm.
I won't blame you people. It's common sense.
Okay.
But then I would appreciate it if somehow
you
when
stay.
You should you stay. That's
yeah.
The idea. Everybody wants a ride or die, like
mm-hmm.
someone that.
And that's what Wajay's first like. What that's what Wajay was promising.
Oh my God! I remember when. So am I the only one that thing happens to?
What's
even
that?
Though you know, two people sing a love song and I just start looking at them like.
Who? What?
Oh Nana.
What's my name?
I thought they were to marry. I thought they were going
Rihanna.
To marry.
Marry
quick. Did you see the chemistry in the video?
The chemistry.
Ah, well,
was bad.
First, let me just pause. Not much of a Rihanna fan, but she's a great actress.
She is.
From her videos.
Yes. Even her movies. What's the title of this movie? Where they went to go and steal
Ocean.
From?
Ocean.
Was it
Ocean
8?
Yeah.
Yes! She's good.
Like, just that chemistry would be like. I mean,
so you think she was
going to marry
Drake? No. She's a great actress.
Okay.
I mean,
like, I can't assume that
yeah.
Every time she does a song with a guy, she's in love with
I think they
yeah,
did it for a while.
I know they did
it,
but
did,
I don't
yeah.
Think it was around that song.
It was
yet.
In love.
But. Everything I saw the video, you just be like,
and then it worked too. They did work together.
Work, yeah.
I think that was when they were dating. Well, What's My Name was they were still there.
The fire was already
burning.
But,
it
wasn't
I don't know if I'm the only one, but when two people sing a love song, you just start looking like,
they should date.
It's not like that.
Yeah.
It's not how I used to sweet in the mouth. It's not how I used to sound in the mouth. I used to taste.
Mm-hmm.
What am I saying? Anyways, so do we have more stuff to say?
I think that's about it.
That's about
yes.
It.
So basically, they are going to name this podcast. It's basically a rant about love.
A rant about love songs.
Nothing, there's no thing. No
was it
no
a
direction.
Rant?
It's a rant. There's no thing, no direction.
Hey, why are we talking about this boy girl? Why not self love? This one, Lord, liability. It was about self love.
Emma.
Oh God. It's a great song. It's a great song.
Lord is good. I used to be into Lord, but I don't know.
She's alive, really.
Yeah, I know it. I know it.
You know the song?
It
was something about. I'm trying to remember the lyrics. I can't remember right now, but it was she was dancing in a room and then was dancing with herself.
Okay.
The only girl she has ever that like. That's
been in love with.
Yes,
yeah.
The only person that's taking her
nice.
Shit and everything. So it's just you. So
nice.
I really like the song.
That's nice.
Do you listen to Lord Moyo?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
However, you mentioned self-love and I just remembered that song. I didn't even hear the song.
Awesome.
I just you should go and love yourself.
That was about self.
That was a go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
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 Imagine. When you don't get it from, that's why.
If you like the way you look that much, go and
then just
yourself.
Go.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Oh, wow. Sorry. Okay,
so you don't do Justin Bieber. You don't listen to Justin Bieber.
If I couldn't get into him, like I couldn't get into him.
Okay. That doesn't look like a cop.
Yeah,
anyways.
Face mask.
Sorry. Okay, thank you so much. We're going to draw the curtain here. It's been real, it's been fun just being with these two guys. Guys.
Don't worry, it's fine.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time. Bye. Say bye.
Bye.
Say bye.
Bye.
You know,
wow,
they can't see
boy, wow.
If you do like this, they can't,
sorry,
they
can't
see.
Say bye. It's not
you're
a video. It's not YouTube.
Your voice.
Sorry.
Bye.